谢谢朱莉姊妹和弟兄的分享交通啊。
Particularly thank Sister Julie for sharing and Brother James standing next to her.
我想这是很典型的一个神家以神为中心的一个家庭的示范。
And this is definitely a model that is set before us. It's one that has put God in the center of their family.
先祝大家母亲节快乐。
And once again, Happy Mother's Day.
今天感谢主啊！今天我们教会从今天开始会一个月的家庭月。
We praise the Lord that in the month to come it will be the family month.
我是很高兴的，有这样的机会。
I am particularly excited about this opportunity.
我相信这也会成为我们教会以后的传统。
And probably become tradition in our church.
今天原本应该是于弟兄站在这里的。
Brother Yu was supposed to stand here this morning.
但是他好像礼拜四接到他的 email 说他没办法赶回来了。
We got a notification from him this past Thursday that he's unable to get back here.
所以今天会是培明弟兄和我在这里代打。
Brother James and myself, we will be taking his spot.
看了，他说他就建议我们就继续用他的大纲来讲这样一个题目。
He suggested we continue with his outline, and we'll continue with the topic today.
看了一下大纲啊，感谢主，他大纲今天不是那个填空式的。
Thank God that his outline today was not one of those ones that are very, very brief and full of blanks.
要不然我跟大家一样，我也不知道答案是什么。
Or else I wouldn't know those typical outline with a lot of blanks for you to fill in, or else I wouldn't know what to fill in.
所以大纲上列了三点 A、B、C 三点。
So I'm just going to share three points today.
No, 大纲上有 A、B、C 三点。
Oh, I'm sorry. In the outline, there are three key points, a point A, B, and C.
所以这点很重要，所以我只讲 A.
And I'm only going to talk about the A portion.
反正我要讲长讲短，讲好讲歹，反正到时候培明会要来收尾的。
And however long, however great, however terrible, Brother James, he will conclude for me.
有这样一本历史巨著啊，叫那个罗马帝国的，它叫做叫什么 ？Decline 是罗马帝国的衰落和灭亡。
There was a particular saying of the fall and the destruction of the Roman Empire.
The decline and fall of the Roman Empire. 这个是由那个作者叫爱德华吉布。
Edward Gibbon was the author of this particular book.
礼拜四才告诉我们说没时间跟他配搭、啊。
He hasn't done anything to communicate with me since Thursday.
那个作者在这本书里面呢，记录了找出六点那个罗马帝国灭亡的原因。
This author looked at the six particular points that caused the decline and fall of the Roman Empire.
第一点就是中央政府支出过度。
And the first point is the central government extended itself beyond what it's capable of doing.
也就用今天话说，就是太大的赤字了。
They were enter into a huge deficit of what their abilities were.
第二点就年轻人不愿意拿起武器来捍卫他们的国家。
And secondly, the young people were unwilling to pick up the weapons to defend their country.
第三点是过度的放纵奢侈。
And thirdly, they overly let loose of their lifestyle.
第四点，这跟今天的题目有关啊，就是那广泛的不道德摧毁家庭或者家庭价值的完整性。
And there was a predominantly destruction of the family concept, the concept of the unity of the family.
第五点就是性别混乱和同性恋的传播。
And the rampant spread of the loss of gender identity and the practice of homosexuality.
第六点，无视宗教，轻视。
Oh, so the sixth point is that they despise religion as a whole.
如果我刚才没有告诉大家这是在讲罗马帝国灭亡的六大原因的话
，If I did not preclude or prelude with the fact that this is the fall and destruction of the Roman Empire,
很悲惨的，我不知道大家会不会觉得这。这六点就正在描述我们今天的社会。
Sadly, maybe you begin to see that these six points are illustrating our generation, our time today.
有人说，如果你无法从历史的失败中间汲取教训的话，那你就注定会要重复这个历史失败的历史。
People said that if you cannot learn from history, then you're doomed to repeat history.
为了避免重蹈覆辙
，and to avoid going through the same path again.
我们基督徒应该做什么呢？
We as Christians, what are we supposed to do?
我们可以做什么吗
？What can we do?
我想很重要的一点
And I think one very important point
就是 能认识建立以神为中心的家庭是神的心意
It's to come to understand to know that when we establish this family with God being the center it is the very will of God
感谢主要我们教会全教会开始有那个新人门训
We thank the Lord that we have this new Newman discipleship that is going on.
新人门训的第一堂课就是讲人受造的目的和价值。
The very first course of the series of topics started with the purpose and the worth of man's creation.
就是整个万有都是为了他，借着都是借着他，又是为都是借着他，又是为他而造的。
Everything was made for him and by him.
也就是我们每个人个人我们的生活要以神为中心
So it speaks of the fact that we individually we all need to have God as the center of our individual lives
当然我们家庭也不例外也要以神为中心
And so now when we look at the family it is no different The family needs to have God as the center of it
其实在圣经中我们可以看见很多有很多事神都是以家以家为单位的
And we see throughout scripture that God oftentimes used the family unit as the work piece of what he's doing
在旧约圣经讲当中讲到挪亚一家八口进入方舟。
And in the Old Testament, one example is Noah, his entire family of eight, all enter into the ark.
在旧约创世纪里面那个神命令亚伯拉罕全家一起来受浸受割礼。
And so God also commanded Abraham when he was to be circumcised, his entire household was to be circumcised.
不论是自身的或者外买的外买的不是外卖的外买的。
Whether those that were born within the house or those who were purchased.
他们出埃及记那个过逾越节的一家宰一只逾越节的羊羔。
And we also see the example that in the during the Passover that each family was supposed to have a lamb for each family during that celebration.
一家人在这个房子里面那个因为有宝血遮盖。
And so the entire family stays under the same roof and that roof is covered by the blood.
在约书亚记基底拉和全家得救。
And Joshua, Rahab, and her entire family was saved.
然后还有那撒俄别以东全家得祝福，因为那个约柜的缘故。撒母耳记下。
Obed-Edom, his entire family was saved because of the ark.
这是旧约，在新约也一样。
And these were the examples from the Old Testament. The New Testament is the same.
那个撒该一家得救。
Zacharias, he and his entire family were saved.
大家知道那个矮个子撒该啊。
That short guy, Zacchaeus, I'm sorry.
约翰福音啊，那个儿子得医治的大臣全家得救。
The Gospel according to John, the son who was saved or who was healed, he and his family were saved.
使徒行传哥尼流全家得救。
The book of Acts, Cornelius, he and his entire family were saved.
我想借用希伯来书的话。
And I want to use the words that are quoted in the book of Hebrews.
我又何必细说呢
？Say what?
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
第三十二节
Verse 32.
我又何必细说呢我若一一细数时间就不够了
And, What more shall I say if I go in detail then I'm going to run out of time
有吕底亚一家晋州一家管会堂的家等等
We see families by families by families、
exactly.
all these families
我想我们特别我特别要但是我特别不要 skip 就是在使徒行传第二章里面的五旬节的应许是给你们也是给我们也包括我们的儿女的。
And Acts chapter 2, the promises that were given to us concerning the Pentecost, it was given to us and also our children.
所以我们看见在不论在旧约也好在新约也好神的救恩都是以家为单位。
And we see that God's work of salvation is always have the family in mind.
叫岔开说，就是神的刑罚也是以家为单位。
And God's ways and God's judgment is also in family units as well.
就是法老和他的全家。
Just as Pharaoh and his entire household was judged.
亚比米勒和他的全家。叫那个亚伯拉罕，那个撒谎，然后那个 King. Doesn't matter. 那大卫的家。
David and his entire house as well was a good example.
这个他知道，耶罗波安的家。
Jeroboam and his family.
还有巴沙亚哈。
He's speaking a language that I do not know.
我们就看一下，不论正面反面啊，就是救恩也好，祝福也好，惩罚也好，神的计算都是以加为。
So we see in scripture that rather than positive examples or negative examples, we see that God's way is always treating the family as a unit.
所以我们今天讲到要以神为中心的家庭。
So when we come and talk about this topic of having God being the center of our family,
这是神的旨意。
That is God's will.
正因为它是神的旨意。
And because it is God's will,
所以这也正是仇敌他刻意要来破坏。
And so we see very clearly that the enemy wants to destroy it.
我们现在所处的时代，正是这个所谓传统家庭观念那个遭到挑战，
and,
遭到那个遗弃的时代。
We are currently living in the generation where the concept of traditional family is being challenged and is being destroyed or eroded.
我要把这个我要列了一些传统家庭在这里。
And I did identify some key characteristics of traditional families.
不过我想陪您借点时间，我问大家好了，大家觉得传统家庭有哪些？
And I'd like to ask you, what comes to mind when you think about the term traditional families?
啊，孝顺，好像跟谁说孝顺的
？Honoring mom and dad.
啊，感谢主持人，今天的题目啊，还有没有？这个有父亲有母亲，很好，感谢主。
There's a father and a mother.
一个完整的家庭啊，还有没有
？Anything else？
就这两点啊，这并不能持守嘛。还有没有？
生养众多。
感谢主。
They produce many many offspring. Large families.
Yeah， 这是神的应许啊，还有没有？啊，敬老爱幼，很好。
They respect the elders, and then they love the take care of the ones who are young.
还有没有？
父慈子孝，兄友弟恭。
你翻译吧。我不知道他在讲什么。
A lot of foreigners speaking weird languages this morning. Translators having a hard time.
我念这里有一些啊，反正就比如说包括宗教。包括婚姻，包括家人关系，比如父亲和儿女啊，
Religion,
父母和儿女
，marriage, relationship between parents and their children，
一个家的传统做法习惯
，the way a single family and the customs of the family，
right， 道德价值
，and the values and the worth，
假期如何度假
，and
刚才姊妹讲的如何度假，对吧？安排假期
when we arrange our vacation times together,
如何我们亲戚朋友互动
our interactions and dealing with our relatives,
家人如何在一起
and how the families spend their times together,
再加上英英所说的
plus whatever Sister Ying Ying shared in Chinese.
当我们看我们现在这个时代，甚至这些传统家庭正在被遗弃，正在越来越遭重视的人越来越少了。
And we could see that there is a significant decline in the value that this generation places in traditional families.
多年以前，我看到一些统计。
Many years ago, I saw this particular survey.
是请那个普家庭帮我放一下吧。
And this is the chart that Steve would like to present.
在大概我看我忘了是62年，在62年在美国高等法院。有做一个判例，就是说那个在公立的学校不允许学校在这组织那种祷告。
In 1962, the Supreme Court of this land made a decision that that the Bible is going to stay neutral in the church, and that they didn't want an official prayer be conducted at schools. I'm sorry.
所以你会看见，你们这是我们中国人很熟悉的 SAT 的这个考试的那个成绩平均成绩 ，SAT。
This is the average score of the SAT over time.
因为在这个高等最高法院判决之前，62年之前的成绩大概670分。
And you see the scores are at an average of 990 prior to this law being declared by the Supreme Court.
那之后就直线下降到大概890分。
And you see it starts to decline to 890 as the average.
很有意思啊，在这个八一八二年开始就开始起来。
In 1982, it started to rise.
我们中间稍微还记得一点，大概那个时间在正好是雷根总统当选总统的时候。
And if you're familiar with U.S. history, that is the time where President Reagan was in office.
他的那个他竞选的很重要的一个议题目就是要维持家庭价值。
And one of the key points that was in his campaign was the value of traditional families.
所以你会发现 SAT 成绩有点起色。
And you see that there's an increase in the SAT scores.
好，下一个。
Next slide, please.
这个是我看这是什么？哦，这是那个这是家庭，就是这是单身家庭的那个，就单身家庭的数目叫做。
These are family units that constitute single families or singles that are single parent households.
Right. 所以你看这个6263年这个成长率啊，这个蓝线是那个人口增长率，你会发现以前跟人口增长率是相对应的，有成比例的。可在6263年以后，这个就直线上升了。
You see that this blue line is the populational growth curve, and then this other curve that spikes up is the amount of single parent families. You see a significant change since 1962.
好，再往后，这个是好像是没有就是没有未婚的那个年轻女孩子那个生子的那个比率啊。
This is a chart depicting the unwed women who are having children.
同样在这个在六二年有大的改变。
And you also see that there's a dramatic change since 1962.
再下一张，这个是犯罪率，我们已经。这个是性病传播的rate 叫什么
？Sexually transmitted diseases that are being spread, and that when they try to take a survey of how rapidly it is spreading, this is the chart that you're seeing.
同样，你看有很大的改变。
And you also see a significant change at a particular time run reference.
同样，当那个在82年、83年左右有一稍微下降。
And again, you see in the 80s, early 80s, you see a slight decline as well.
所以我想跟我们讲的家庭价值会有一定的关系。
And I look at these charts, I do believe that when we talk about this concept of traditional families, all these things that we've been evaluating, they are directly correlated.
下面一张好像是犯罪率，我想也有同样的，你会有发现同样的趋势。
And also the rate where the violent behaviors that are being recorded, you also see a significant increase or change since 1962.
当你会发现，当把神从我们的生活中间拿掉的时候
，discover that when man decides that we're no longer going to place God in the middle of our lives，
我们的生活品质
，the quality of our lives，
我们的家庭价值，刚才讲的价值
，the values that we esteem as families，
就会受到极大的冲击。
You can see that it's dramatically changed。
今天在美国有20个州允许同性婚姻。
There are 20 states in the United States of America that allows same sex marriage.
然后在我们加州也有还有那个要把同性恋者他们这些他们的事迹要列在孩子们的教材中间。
And there are particular individuals that have contributed to society that are homosexuals that they want to put those individuals in the textbook of our children's today.
大家知道最近还有一个加州一个所谓的还有一个厕所法案。
And there's another case that is moving forward right now relating to transgenders wanting to use bathrooms
bathroom. Okay.
Yeah, transgenders that wants to use bathrooms at their will.
那昨天如果大家关心新闻了，昨天那个美国足球协会他们刚刚那个完成他们的选秀。
Also yesterday, NFL also completed their initial their draft yesterday.
总共选秀总共有三天的时间，昨天是最后一天。
Yesterday was the last day of the draft.
那昨天呢，在这个圣路易斯的公羊队，他挑选了这样一个球员。
And the St. Louis Lions have chosen this particular player.
我想他是在最后一天最后一轮了，所以你可以想象这个球员。按我的观点，就不会是最好的一个球员，就是。
When this particular player is picked on the very last day of the draft, I guess I would conclude that he's not the best player.
但是这样一个选秀的结果，在昨天在整个这个变成头条新闻。
And this particular decision, this last pick of this player, became the headline news yesterday.
就是因为他公开第一个 在美国足球联盟的第一个公开承认他是同性恋者。
Because he's the first player in history to come out to declare that he's a homosexual.
结果美国总统还送电去致贺他。
And the president of America had called him and thank him for him for his actions.
面对这样的环境。
When we face all these things that are going on around us,
我们基督徒应该做什么？
What are the things that we are supposed to do as Christians?
我们可以做什么？
What can we do?
回到圣经，回到起初。
And when we come back to the Bible, when we come back to the beginning,
那几乎是这样，回到圣经，回到起初，也同样会受到挑战。
And I know there are challenges as we start coming back to the Bible and going back to the very beginning of things.
一定在这里在使用马太福音的第十九章。
Brother, you want to use Matthew chapter 19
as an illustration. 大家知道就是那个法利赛人呢，来试探耶稣。
And the Pharisees came to test Jesus.
就是我们可不可以离婚？
They came and asked Jesus, is it okay for us to divorce?
那耶稣说，神当初造男造女啊，就是两人要。成为一体，那是神所造的，人手不能分开。
And Jesus' reply was that in the beginning, God made the man and woman, and what God has put together, let no man separate.
那法利赛人就是挑战者，那为什么摩西说我们可以离婚呢？
And so the Pharisees further challenged Jesus and said, then how come Moses allow us to divorce our wives?
那耶稣的回答是第八节，摩西因为你们的心硬，所以许你们休妻，但起初。并不是这样。
And so Jesus' reply to the Pharisees was that Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, permitted you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so.
所以你会发现，当我们知道要重新回到圣经，要回到起初。
And when we know that we're supposed to go back to the Bible, go back to the beginning.
几乎是这样也不容易。
And it is very challenging.
我们今天在这讲这样的题目。
And when we talk about a particular topic like this,
我想待会培明弟兄会讲对儿女的要求。
And Brother James is going to come and talk about requirements for those who are children.
我想我这里就提一点点，这个是对父母的要求。
And I have a little bit mentioning for those of us who are parents.
我们刚讲的神在神的眼中，神都是以家在看人都是神以家为单位的。
I started sharing with everyone that in God's eyes, God look at the family unit very importantly.
是做家长的或者做父母的就有很大的责任。
So then we who are parents, then we have an enormous responsibility.
要把全家带到神面前来。
That we need to bring our entire family before God.
刚才 Kevin 带我们唱那个至于我和我家的那首歌啊。
Kevin led the worship team and all of us to sing As For Me and My House.
我很喜欢那首歌。
We will serve the Lord. I really like that particular song.
这是我在我婚礼上唱的。
We sang that particular song when I was getting married.
至于我和我家我们必定侍奉耶和华。
As For Me and My House, we will serve the Lord.
然后我们的作为家长我们要在神面前带着我们全家人要做这样的宣告。
So we as parents, we need to lead our families to come and make this proclamation.
在神面前带着信心做这样的宣告。
And by faith, we make the proclamation.
这是我们做父母，特别是做父亲的责任。
And I particularly want to say to those of us who are fathers, this is our duty and our responsibility.
我们再看一下那个在创世纪啊，创世纪第三章。
And Genesis chapter 3.
大家知道那个亚当夏娃在伊甸园的故事。
And we know the story of Adam and Eve and the Garden of Eden very well.
当然，那个蛇引诱夏娃，然后吃了那个苹果，然后他把苹果给他先生吃，那先生也同样吃了苹果，然后罪就落了世界。
So the serpent deceived Eve in eating the fruit, and Eve then gave the fruit to her husband to eat as well.
谢谢他的校正啊，是不是苹果是那个果子啊？
It's just a fruit. It doesn't say that it was an apple.
well, 今天是母亲节。
Today is Mother's Day.
我就不在这里讲那太多是非，关于女人的是非。
I'm not gonna get into the issues of women being at fault in some things.
但我在这讲讲那个男人的责任。
I will focus on the responsibility of men.
如果我们仔细读创世纪的话，
And we pay attention to Genesis.
你会发现神给亚当命令的时候，他还没有跟夏娃成亲。
And so when God gave the command to Adam, Eve wasn't there.
他说你吃那个树上分别善恶树上的果子，你必定死。
So when God told Adam, Adam, the day you eat of that fruit, you shall surely die.
然后用他亚当的肋骨造了夏娃。
And then so God has made Eve out of the, a rib from Adam.
然后他们两人就坐在一个园中。
And so now they were tending the Garden of Eden.
圣经没有记载。神有没有再来再用同样的命令再来告诉他们两个人
And the scripture didn't make any mentioning of whether God has set the two of them down again and gave them the same command together.
所以我在这假设、啊、那个是夏娃是从亚当那里听到这样一句话。
And I make the assumption that Eve has heard this particular command through Adam.
所以当蛇对夏娃说不一定是你吃的时候不一定死的时候。
And so when the serpent says to Eve, oh, you shall not surely die when you eat the fruit.
所以亚夏娃所听的二手的信息，他就是神说是我们免得我们死，而不是说神说你必定会死。
And so he thought that maybe God said lest we die instead of we shall surely die.
我想这个是哦，但我认为这是这个亚当他怎么样传讲这个信息啊，传讲神的话语。
And I think
的责任。
It was Adam's responsibility to correctly relay the message of God to Eve.
在另外你会发现在、那个夏娃 把那个果子 给他先生吃的时候
And when Eve、at that very moment of giving this fruit to Adam to eat
你会发现、中文看不太出来你会看英文你会发现那个时候他们两个人其实在一块的、就是、
And in the English version of the scripture you can see very clearly that the two of them were together
所以你会发现亚当并没有阻止夏娃去吃
And you discover that Adam really didn't step out and stop Eve from acting and eating from that fruit
反而当夏娃吃了以后然后再给他说、哎、这好吃所以他也就是跟着吃、
But instead Eve took a bite and Eve said this looks very good and gave it to her husband and he ate it as well
所以你会发现呢，第三点，首先在在首先这个蛇就不知道怎么就溜进那个园子来了。
And we don't know how the serpent actually found his way into the garden.
那这种每个做父亲的很重要，需要留意的。
But we as fathers, we need to pay attention in this particular topic.
我们刚过去这个礼拜五，刚刚讲到但以理建造城墙。
This past Friday.
啊，你信米，对不起。
Nehemiah, we just concluded that Nehemiah finished the building of the city wall.
尼希米亚建造城墙。
Again, Nehemiah.
我们做父亲的也在我们家里面好好来建筑这个属灵的城墙。
And we as fathers, we need to be careful and be watchers of these walls.
成为我们家人的保护。
That these walls would be erected, that would be a protection to our family.
成为我们属灵的保护。
Our spiritual protection.
成为我们在神面前、全家的侍奉神的最好的见证
It would be the best testimony that we as a family unit were serving the Lord together
父亲们那我们一起来
Fathers, let's do it together
好把下面时间交给佩敏
And I give the following time to Brother James
谢谢
我今天本来是希望威廉能讲的然后我帮他翻译
I was hoping today that William would be speaking and I will translate for him.
因为今天他用的时间最多。
Because today he's used the most time this morning.
那我们希望我们几个二十我们四个人的车轮战。
This
car wheel fighting.
Keep translating. You're doing a good job.
那能够带给弟兄姊妹一些的祝福。
The things that we said this morning may be a blessing to all of you.
那当我们如果把神创始之工把它当成是一个伟大的工程师来看待的话
If we look at God's creation from the perspective of the God being a great engineer
那他就好像在 造一座房子里面那房子里面那会有许多的部分
A great architect and with this great building that he is building there are many compartments within this building
那有些的地方是可有可无像你要有几个窗子你是要用 hardwood floor 你是要用硬木地板呢还是你要用地毯
and so some areas that aren't very significant in terms of how many windows you want to have what type of flooring would you want to have
你家里面是不是要有厨房那是不是要有大大小小的那可能那都不是很都是很其次的
the size of the kitchen these things are all secondary in the design
但是在这个房子里面总是有一些是非常重要是不可缺少的
But in this particular house there are some items that we cannot do without
就好像说房子有一些主要的梁木
Just because like there's some main studs in the structure of the building
那甚至有一些的这个很重要的柱子呢你千万不能够去动它的
There are certain pillars that are load bearing you cannot touch them or move them
你如果移动它的话，房子可能就倒塌了。
And if you tamper with them, it is very likely that the building will fall.
家庭在神创世的蓝图里面就是这样一个地位。
So I want to tell you that family in God's eyes is very, very similar to this illustration of being a pillar.
青春弟兄已经刚才从圣经里面许多的角度，从现在这个世代里面许多的角度谈到说，家庭在神的心目中是何等的重要。
And our brother Steve has shared with everybody already how important it is in the heart of God when he looks at the family unit.
常常我们觉得很重要的东西，相对的呢，它也很这个很 strong， 很坚强，就好像梁木，就好像柱子一样。
And we think that things that are important, they're very strong, they're like these pillars, that they are very beefy.
所以常常我们也就忽略的去保护它，去看守它。
And a lot of time we think that they're sufficient by itself, and we neglect them sometimes.
许多当初我们要进来买这个会所的时候，我们知道在我们 B 栋 office 前面，有一棵极其高大。苍绿的香柏木。
And when we first moved onto this property, those of you who are familiar, that right in front of the office building, there was a huge, big cypress tree.
那现在已经变成我们教会的一个十字架。
And now it has become a cross at the very front door.
不是我们买了之后，我们觉得十字架意义比较好，所以我们就砍成一个十字架。
It is not that we thought that, hey, having a cross in the front of the building is really nice, then we'll chop this tree down in the form of a cross.
我们来看这个产业的时候，它还是活的，是苍绿的。
And when we came and purchased this property, that tree was still alive, it was vibrant, it was green.
当我们真正买到的时候，它已经死了。
But when we purchased it, in actuality, it started to die already.
我们找了很多的人来看，说它为什么会死呢？这么大一棵的一棵香柏木。
We brought many experts to try to rescue this tree. We tried to find out what is the reason to cause this tree to die.
专家说，在它的根里面有一种霉菌。就这样子，从它的根的最细部呢，就慢慢往上攀升，所以这样的一棵的香柏木呢，就这样子在时间的里面，它就慢慢就死掉了。
And so these arborists were telling us that at that particular time there were these particular fungus that would attack the roots in this particular valley. And over time, even when you not know it, the fungus begins to work and it starts to kill the tree.
所以我们要警醒，因为如果我们没有办法起来保护我们的家庭的话，那不止我们的家庭会遭受到毁损，连神的旨意也遭受到亏损。
We need to be alert, we need to be watchful, because unless we do so, the family that we care about is going to be destroyed, and the very will of God is going to suffer harm.
那我们接下来说神对做儿女一个特别的要求。
And so today we want to look at, from the perspective of those of us who are children, what is God's request for all of us?
常常神的要求呢，是说到他的琐事。
A lot of time when God's request comes, it really declares to us who He is.
讲白点就是说，当神喜欢要求一个东西的时候，就说到说神的性情，就说到神的自己。
So when God comes along with a particular request, it tells us, it declares to us what is the very nature of God when He makes such a request.
当神对神的儿女说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
So when the Lord says to us that be holy for I am holy.
那圣经也常常呢提到许许多多各式各样不同的关系。
And the scripture also made mention of many, many different types of relationships.
那我们常常发现这些关系里面大部分在描述的是神的子民跟神他自己的一个关系。
And predominantly we see the relationship that is being illustrated as that is one of God and his people.
那当在圣经里面提到父母跟子女的时候，我们却发现并没有太多的经节来描述父母跟子女的关系。
But we find that when we look in the scripture, there aren't too many verses that describes the significance of the relationship between children and their parents.
不是说因为它不重要。
It is not to say that it's not important.
所以相对的，当我们从圣经里面看到几处的经节的时候，那我们就得特别的注意，即便是这几个经节就代表说神对对子女对父母中间的一个关系一个特别的一个要求。
So when we see these particular verses, when they do pop up, it should point to us that God has a particular request when we look at this particular relationship.
当神说你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是对的。
So when the Lord, when the scripture says that children obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
那就好像说神对 William 的 Luke 说 Luke 你得听从你的父母，因为这是对的。
Just ask if the Lord would speak to my son Luke and tell Luke, Luke, listen to your parents, for this is right.
这里讲的父母就不是我，也不是你。
So the parents, that is a mother and father that is mentioned here, is not just you or brother James.
当他对 Luke 讲这句话的时候，他的父母就是 William 跟 Shelley.
When the word comes to Luke, then for Luke, his parents is William and Shirley.
所以这个关系是非常的特别，就只有应用在特别的儿女跟他的父母的身上。
So this relationship is very unique now when it is applied to a particular individual.
所以我盼望当我们在厅底下神对儿女的特别的要求的时候，我们不要为别的儿女听，我们也不要为别的父母听。
I say this because I want all of us who are receiving the message today that we don't listen for someone else. The message is for us.
即便我在讲的时候，我也在对我的心说，让我自己也来聆听。
So even as I'm sharing the message to you, I'm telling my own heart, listen to the message myself.
我们刚才说，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。
The verse that was mentioned, children obey your parents, for this is what is right in God's eyes.
英文不是翻译哈，我们是中文从英文翻译的。这样讲好了，英文翻译的更简洁。他说 ，It is right.
Again, the English translation made it very simple and very direct that it is right. It's
the right thing to do. 中文说这是理所当然的。
And the Chinese translation, it sounded like this is more than obvious for you to do.
好像有很多的道理，好像有很多的因为，因为父母怎样，所以呢，子女才要怎么样。英文不是这样讲，英文讲说这是对的。
As if in the Chinese translation, it sounded like, well, you need to honor or listen to your parents because they did this, they did that, so it's obvious for you to do it. But in the English translation, it simply puts, this is the right thing to do.
不是因为说父母给吃的给穿的，所以我们才孝敬他。
It's not because your parents have fed you and clothed you, then so you need to honor them.
不是因为父母给我们免费接送上下学，所以我们孝敬他。
It is not because your parents give you a free ride when you go to school and pick you up, so you need to honor your parents.
不是因为说我们小时候我们因为发烧的时候父母不得休息，所以我们长大了稍微想到了，所以我们纪念他，我们要。
It's not to say that when we were young and babies and when we had high fevers, our parents couldn't rest. And I bring to remembrance of what they've done, so now I need to honor them.
圣经在这里说到，只要你是做儿女的，不需要任何的理由，在主里面，你就是要孝敬父母。
And the scripture made it very simple. There are no other excuses. There are no other reasons. As long as you bear the title of being a child, then you need to honor your parents and the Lord.
他又说这是主所喜悦的。
And it also says in Colossians that this is pleasing to the Lord.
你们做儿女的要在凡事上听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。
And children obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing to the Lord.
那我们知道在圣经里面，那神许多的提醒比如说要吃这个可以吃，那个不可以吃。
And we see in scripture God oftentimes had a lot of reminders, you can't eat this, you can't eat that.
大部分这些的要求其实都是对我们有帮助的。
And actuality, some of these requests that God has for us is actually beneficial for our body.
神的儿女如果没有要求这样去做的话，其实是跟自己过不去。
So if the children of God, we don't request, have the same request of ourselves, we're actually causing ourselves harm.
我不晓得最近是不是这个后来有人呢为了卫生巾找理由，他说 catfish 呢为什么这个对人体的养生不好。
And so people actually done some studies, or they come and say that catfish is not good for the wealth of your, or for your body.
因为圣经里面讲说，因为 catfish 是没有鳞的。
Because the scripture simply just said that catfish is the type of fish that do not have scales.
也许真的是这个我们这个晚了两千多年才去证明说，哦，原来神讲的话真的是有道理。
And 2,000 years later, in our scientific studies, then we say, oh, God, maybe your words do make some sense.
所以我们常常讲说，大部分在圣经里面记载的都是对我们有益处的。
And so I will say that a lot of things that are recorded in scripture that are beneficial to us.
那当神说有试探来的时候，我们要逃。
And so the word of God says when temptation comes, we need to flee.
你若不逃的话，你就是跟自己过不去。
If you do not flee, then you're causing yourself harm.
但是，当我们提到 在这里讲说这是神所喜悦的时候。
But here the word of God makes it very clear that it is well pleasing to the Lord.
我们就发现这个比刚才的这是理所当然的又进了一层。
It seems like it's taking another step beyond it is the right thing for you to do to honor your obey your parents.
这些对神儿女的要求呢可以说是进到神的心意里面。
So these requests that God has for children enters the very heart of God.
是摸到神所要的。
It touches something that God wants.
我们的神是何其的有能力。
And our God is the Almighty God.
他的能力难以描述。
It is very, very hard to put to words the extent of his power.
他的意念难以测透。
And his thoughts are unsearchable.
但是却有一件事情可以讨他的喜悦。
But yet we see here, he made it very clear that there's something that would please him.
我们常常在家庭祭坛，我们常在祷告的时候说，我们要讨神喜悦。
And family, our family altars, when we pray as a family, we all say that we want to please the Lord.
但是在这里却有一件的事情，很容易的就可以讨神喜悦。
But here Scripture makes it very clear, very simple, that there are some things that would please the Lord.
他说，你们做儿女的要在凡事听从父母。
And again, it says, children, obey your parents in all things.
因为这是主所喜悦的。
For this is well pleasing to the Lord.
那我们再来看说这是主所赐福的。
And we want to come and look at the fact that this is something that the Lord will bless.
那我们儿童主日学里面孩子们呢从小就让他们在背十诫。
And so in our Sunday school program, when the kids are small and young, we wanted them to start memorizing the Ten Commandments.
可能常常我们都忘了十诫的内容，我们只记得有十项。
And maybe a lot of times we forget these specific Ten Commandments. We just know that there are ten of them.
但是如果我们仔细去看的话，很稀奇的，在十诫里面，他说不可有别神。
When we look at the commandments very clearly, when it says, "Thou shalt have no other gods,"
他说不可为自己作像。
You cannot make any image.
他说不可，不可，不可，不可，不可。
And there are a lot of "Thou shalt not," "Thou shalt not."
在十诫里面有九个不可。
There are nine things that you cannot do.
但是只有一个要。
But there's only one that says do.
他说要孝敬父母。
It says honor your parents.
让我们在地上的日子可以长久。
That your days on earth may be prolonged.
其实神凡是可以用命令来要求我们来做。
And God could certainly decree and issue a command and say you must do it.
但是独独在这件事情上，圣经说它是带有应许的。
But this particular request of the Lord, it says it is a request with a promise.
那就好像说神就好像一个妈妈一样生怕她的孩子当这个妈妈为对孩子做了一个要求的时候孩子不愿意来遵从不愿意去做。
A lot of time we see that the Lord is often like the heart of a mom that when the mom has a particular request of her children and her children resist and following.
所以神最后在这个孝敬父母的事上下了一个应许。
So God in the respect of honoring your parents, God gave you a promise to follow.
所以我们从是理所当然的。
From what is right for you to do.
是主所喜悦的。
To what is pleasing to the Lord.
是主所赐福的。
And to the fact that it is something that the Lord will bless if you did it.
那我们就可以从心里去体会到我们这位神是多么的爱我们。
So you can discover from your hearts how much our God loves us.
他巴不得我们在这件事情上能够荣耀他我们在这件事情上也能够叫我们蒙福。
And he so desires that in this particular aspect of our lives that we would glorify him and we would be blessed.
那我们再来看这个要求的内容。
And we want to come and look at the content of this request.
其实当我去思想这个在主里面听从父母这个要求的内容的时候我觉得很辛苦。
And when I started evaluating, start thinking about the content of this request, I thought it was a little hard for me.
我发现很空白。
And I find that sometimes I'm blanked.
这个想不出这个孝敬父母可以有什么样的一个内容。
And I don't know how to focus on the specific contents of honoring your parents.
所以我的心里面呢是一则喜一则忧。
So I'm on one hand kind of worried, at the same time I'm kind of happy about it.
喜的是说这个空白表示有可能我都做到了，所以我想不出来，因为我全做了。
And this blank that is inside of me when it comes to honoring my parents.I felt maybe I've done everything I could do, so I couldn't think of anything new, so maybe I'm in the right place.
忧的是说有可能有什么有可能我什么都没做。
I worry because I don't know any specific thing, so maybe I didn't do anything.
如果你不信的话，你现在用力想一下，什么叫孝敬父母
？And if you don't believe what I'm saying, everybody take pause for a little moment and think about how do you honor your parents.
那我再用几以下的描述来描述什么叫孝敬父母。
And I will use the following examples to depict what it means to honor your parents.
如果我们说孝敬父母是全面的。
And the holistically, and when we talk about honoring our parents,
是一个有关系性的。
And it is relational.
是有感觉的。
It is has feelings that comes with it.
是有实质的内容。
And there is a tangible content.
而且有时间，还有行动可以来证明的。
And there these things can be proven by time and by our actions.
这样你听得懂我在讲什么吗
？And now, do you understand what I'm saying?
我自己也没听懂。
I did not understand what I just said.
我们就知道说，当我们在提到孝敬父母的时候，那我们有时候很难明白说什么样叫做孝敬父母。
What I'm trying to illustrate is the fact that a lot of times when we talk about honoring our parents, it sometimes is very hard for me to put my hand on something very specific.
所以在历史历代以来，慢慢有人呢就对孝敬父母呢下了一些的定义。
So throughout time and history, so certain people would give a certain conclusion about what it means to honor their parents.
也许在现在的小孩子，他们说孝敬父母呢，就是早上起来呢看见父母，你要跟父母讲说 Good morning。
And maybe for this generation, some of the younger kids think that for me to honor my parents is that when I wake up in the morning, I see my parents and I say good morning.
这个在古代的儿女呢，说这个要孝敬父母，晚上睡觉的时候呢，要帮父母洗脚。
And in the older times, in China, the kids' interpretation of honoring their parents is that at bedtime they would wash their parents' feet.
我如果对这样对 Joyce 这样的要求的话，他一定说 yucky.
And if I have the same particular request for Joyce today, she's going to say this is very yucky.
不但他不会做，他也却很 confused 的说，这为什么这个叫孝敬父母呢
？Not only would she not do it, but she would say.She'd be very confused and say, "How does this have anything to do with honoring my parents?"
你要洗脚的话，$20，外面不是有 massage 哈
？Dad, you could spend $20 and get a foot massage. That's much, much better.
这个跟孝敬好像没有什么关系吧
？I don't see any relations between this particular action with honoring my parents.
所以，当我们真实的为孝敬下了一个定义的时候，慢慢的，我们也许呢，我们就中了仇敌的诡计。
And maybe perhaps when we start.Giving a specific definition about honoring our parents, then we fall into the scheme of the evil one.
那就好像那个主耶稣，这个责备犹太人的。
Just as the Lord has rebuked the Jews.
他说，无论何人对父母说，我所当奉给你的已经做了奉献，他就可以不孝敬父母。
And so the Jews would say that whoever says to his father and mother, whatever profits you might have received from me as a gift to God.Then he need not to honor his father and mother.
这就是你们借着遗传废了神的诫命。
And so by your traditions, you have done away with God's command.
所以我们发现，其实孝敬父母，如果我们把它与爱连结的话。
When we take this term of honoring our parents and we merge them and unite them with the notion of love,
我们就发现孝敬父母原来是那么样的丰富，那么样充满了色彩。
And we see how rich and how colorful it is to honor our parents.
那我们就知道如何按照主的心意来孝敬我们的父母。
And then we know how to honor our parents according to God's heart.
所以当我们在思考什么为什么当我们在思考说如何孝敬父母，也许在我们的心里面是一片空白的时候，因为它实在是那么的简单，那么样的直接。
And I would say that a lot of times when we think about how can I honor my parents and we draw a blank, because really it is very simple, it's very direct.
你们做父母的要在主里面听从，你们做儿女的要在主里面听从父母，因为这是理所当然的。
And again, you who are children's, listen to your parents, for this is right.
就是这么样的直接，这么样的简单。
And it is very simple, it's very direct.
常常我们讲说，我们如果没有办法顺服看得见的父母，我们要如何来顺服神呢
？And so we often remind ourselves, we cannot obey the parents whom we can see. How do we obey a God that we cannot see?
更何况我们还说我们要讨神的喜悦。
And not to say that we all desire to be pleasing to the Lord.
听从父母其实就是听从神。
So when you obey your parents, you are obeying God.
听从神就要听从父母。
If you obey God, then we need to obey our parents.
父母其实是站在神的权柄跟地位，叫儿女叫我们可以来顺从。
Our parents stand in the position of authority to represent God to discipline us in the areas of obedience.
因为常常我们在地上，我们不觉得可以有顺从的对象。
Because oftentimes when we're on earth, it's hard for us to find objects by which we can say, I will obey.
神借着父母让我们知道如何来顺从神。
And through the roles of our parents and our families, God teaches us how to obey.
圣经在这里说，在主里面凡事顺从。
And the Lord said in the scriptures that in all things,
那也许我们就会讲说，那万一我的父母不合理怎么办？
And I know some of you are thinking, what if my parents are being unreasonable?
对不起，在圣经里面他说，在主里面凡事。
And then I would point you to the words in all things.
所以我也没有答案给你。
So I don't have a particular answer, conclusion for you.
但是我们相信，当神说在主里面凡事顺从父母，神也带着应许，绝对有他的答案。
And I will tell you that when the Lord says, in all things obey your parents, and it comes with a promise, then God will bring forth an answer.
当神说这是他的应许的时候，表示神必定负他的责任。
And when God says that this is a command with a promise, then God will be responsible for it.
那神给我们的父母没有很多，也许两个。
God didn't give us too many parents. We only have two.
顶多就是四个，当你结婚之后。
And maybe perhaps there's four after you're married.
所以你不用孝敬所有天下的人。
You don't need to honor the entire world.
我们就是在主里面好好孝敬我们的父母。
And the Lord honor your parents.
那我们说我们的父母不合理。
And when we say our parents are being unreasonable,
我们感谢主，因为你的祝福是特别大的。
And we thank the Lord, because your blessings are significant.
因为你的环境也许别人没办法理解。
Perhaps the circumstances that you're in, no one else can understand.
但是神绝对可以理解。
But God understands.
因为你的环境是神特别量定又量定给你的。
Because your circumstances is what God has measured and what God has designed and given it to you.
不需要去羡慕说别人有一个敬虔的父母或有一个很爱你的父母。
You don't need to go and admire the fact that your friends have parents that honor the Lord and they love them.
相信当我们听从神的教导，当我们听从，当我们孝敬我的父母，我们的产业必然是大的。
And I trust that when we are obedient to God's words and that we are obedient to our parents, the blessings and the inheritance that comes will be great.
那一个做父母最心碎的时候是什么时候？你们知道吗？
And I'd like to ask those of you who are children, do you know what is the one time that causes your parents the most heartache?
我现在还不是讲那个真的很大的心碎，我现在是讲的很小小的一个心碎。
I'm not talking about the big things where things just falls apart, but I'm talking about that one moment where it just aches.
就是当我们的孩子在家里面，尤其在小时候 ,kindergarten 一年级、二年级的时候，在家里面常常跟我们搂搂抱抱、亲亲的。
Particularly when we remember those times when our kids are still young and they're, before they even got into schools, they run to us, they hug us, they kiss us.
早上起来的时候高高兴兴，然后为他预备早餐，然后准备送他到学校。
And you're so happy, and you wake up, you prepare breakfast, and you're ready to send them to daycare or school.
天气很好，一路上牵着手到学校去了。
And it's wonderful weather, and you hold your kid by the hand, and you guys walk to school.
走到学校里面，突然那个手就说。
And then as soon as you got on campus, your kid's hand keeps wanting you to let go.
原来是看到他的同学在了。
And all of a sudden, they see their friends.
哎呦，都已经一年级了，还牵着妈妈的手。
Oh, you're in first grade. You're still holding on to your mommy's
hand. How embarrassing!
So embarrassing.
赶快，妈妈可以不要了。
Mom, I don't need you anymore.
你回去吧，你回去吧。
Mom, just go home.
他就高高兴兴的进到教室里面。
So this child happily enters into his or her classroom.
如果你是做父母的，你的心碎吗？
If you are parents, tell me, did your heart ache at that moment?
我听说有一个母亲第一次碰到这个事情的时候，回到家里哭了好久。
I heard that there was a particular mom that had this particular encounter. She went home and she wept for a long time.
从小辛辛苦苦照顾她长大，怎么会有这么样的一天呢？
I raised you all these days. How did it come to today?
所以我说这其实是一个小小的心碎。
And I say this is just a small brokenness of the heart.
保守只有停留在这里。保守这个心碎只有停留在这里。
Oh God, how we pray that this heartache will only stop at this level.
因为在他成长的过程里面，如果我们没有好好用圣经的话来教导他的话，
Because in their upbringing, we do not raise them up according to the word of God.
可能我们会有真正的心碎。
Perhaps we will have greater heartaches.
那有时候我们会觉得说在这里教养我们的孩子实在是很难。
And sometimes we feel that it is very difficult to raise our children.
在圣经里面他在这里讲说轻慢父母的必受咒诅。
And the scripture also make it very clear that those of you who curse your parents, show your parents contempt, you will be cursed.
Okay. 在这里讲说轻慢父母常常提到说 dishonor, 就是没有敬重你的父母。
Contempt that you show toward your parents equates to the fact that you do not honor your parents.
那我再讲一个小小的 dishonor。
And I will give you another illustration of this dishonoring your parents.
那我们就从这个点是想象，这个也许在不同的情况里面，我们会有这个我们自己甚至我们的孩子呢，在不经意当中可能会这个轻视了我们的父母。
And through this illustration, maybe we come to recognize that how sometimes very easily we fall into this realm where our kids no longer honors us.
我有时候很喜欢跟我的孩子抬杠。
And a lot of times I like to kind of argue with my kids.
我常常跟他讲说，你要不要纠正爸爸的英文？
I would ask my kids, do you want to correct daddy's English?
因为他这个，我还请他教我英文的发音。
And I would ask my kids to teach me how to pronounce certain words.
因为有时候一个字的发音四五种，我发出来就是一种。
And perhaps this one particular word has different ways of saying it. Every time I say it, it always sounds the same.
也许我们的孩子从小长大就发现我们父母的英文怎么是这么破。
And then as they get older and older, they come to discover how come my parents' English are so broken.
好像在他们心里面悠然的有一个这个优越感。
优越。
优越 ,better than parents.
Oh, okay. So all of a sudden, they have this notion that, hey, I'm better than my parents.
如果只是停留在优越的话，那就还好。
If they only have this mere thought of, hey, I think I'm a little better than my parents in this area, that'd be fine.
那这只是一个很小的例子。
Again, this is a small example.
但是如果因为这个，我们就轻看我们的父母的话。
But because of this, the fact that my parents can't pronounce certain words correctly, we start to despise our parents.
那我们就得小心了。
And then you better be careful.
因为也许这只是一个开始。
Because this may be the root of some beginnings.
将来你就会看到说好像你有父母没有的，那你就会轻看你的父母。
Maybe you'll start to discover more of the things that you have that your parents do not have, so you'll despise your parents.
但是我们做父母的也得做好我们的榜样。
And so we as parents, we need to set a good example.
不要让我们的儿女呢有理由来轻看我们。
Do not give our children reasons to despise us.
你送他去上学的时候呢，不要蓬头散发，穿着睡衣你就送他去了。
Do not take your kids to school in your pajamas and your hair just flying in the air.
你这样子的话不叫儿女这个轻看你也很难很难的。
And it's very, very difficult for your children to despise you if you dress that way.
所以当我们提到说顺服父母，当我们提到孝敬父母的时候。
And particularly again when we talk about honoring our parents.
那我们知道神在这里有一个伟大的心意。
And we see that God has a wonderful plan here.
那神在这里呢定义要叫儿女成为父母的欢心。
And God want that the children would be the delight of their parents.
那成为父母的快乐。
That would be their joy and their happiness.
不是因为说我们的儿女有好的成绩，或者是有许许多多好的奖牌。
It's not because our children have wonderful grades and they have a lot of trophies.
或者说他们有很高的学历，或者是他们有很高的收入。
They have a very high educational degree or they earn a lot of money.
很简单的就是因为不管儿女在任何的境况里面，他们敬重父母，体贴父母的心意。
But simply put, that no matter what circumstances they're in, they honor their parents, they're mindful of the heart of their parents.
因为神要他的子民也这样体贴他，也这样敬重他。
Because God desires in the light that his children would honor him and be mindful of his heart as well.
那当我们提到神对孝顺者一个神对孝顺的儿女一个特殊祝福的时候。
And when we kind of talk about the special blessing that God has for children who particularly set their hearts to honor their parents.
那虽然圣经在这里讲说要孝顺父母使你得福在世长寿。
And yes, the scripture says honor your parents that your days on earth may be long.
那我们知道其实神要把他自己给我们。
But we know that in the process, God wants to give himself to us.
神巴不得借着我们孝敬父母这件事情 能够让我们与他同行。
And through honoring our parents, we would journey with God.
那他要叫我们在孝敬父母的这件事情上，叫我们可以容神一人。
And that in this particular issue of honoring our parents, we could glorify God and bless everyone around us.
叫我们能够在孝敬父母这件事情上得着我们所应得的产业。
And then the aspect of honoring our parents that we may inherit.The due blessings that falls with that command.
所以做儿女的，若我们在听从孝敬父母上，我们有所疏忽。
So we who are children, if we discover this morning that we are lacking, we fall short in the areas of honoring our parents.
不只对我们在座的年轻人，其实也是对我们自己有一点年纪的人的一个提醒。
I'm not speaking just to the young people here in this room, but all of us who are of age.
那如果我们自己觉得不够，或者在这些信息里面，神提醒我们，我们做得不够。
If we discover that we haven't done enough, and in the process of hearing these messages, we find that we fall short.
那我们因着荣耀神的缘故，叫我们的心可以转回。那从今天开始，让我们好好学习如何来顺服，如何来孝敬我们的父母。
That when we hear these words, that we would turn, we would repent, and we begin to learn how to honor our parents.
那同样的，做父母的，如果我们在与我如果我们的儿女在孝敬我们的事上，我们觉得他们做得不够。
And for those of us who are parents, if we feel that our children are not really doing their part in honoring their parents,
不如你的意思。
And is not according to your thoughts,
让我们也为他们能够来昼夜祷告。
And I pray that we would rise up and pray for them.
好叫我们的儿女可以得着耶和华所为他们预备的福。
For the purpose that our children may inherit the due blessings that come to them with this command.
常常儿女没有办法得福，有时候是因为我们做父母的责任。
And I will tell you, sometimes our children cannot be blessed because the parents did not fulfill our responsibilities.
那如果我们在座的你是做儿女的，但是我们的父母已经不在我们的身边。
And for those of us who are children, but our parents are not around us.
那让我们就好好的来学习爱神。
Or they're no longer here. Then let us learn how to love God.
因为爱神就是爱我们的父母，就是 honor 我们的父母。
And the process of this act of obedience towards God and loving God, it is an act of loving and obeying our parents.
让我们学习如何来孝敬，如何来侍奉我们的父母。如何来这个带喜乐给我们的父母。
Let's learn how to honor, how to serve, and how to bring joy to our parents.
让我们一起有个祷告。
Now let's pray together.
主，我们的心仰望你。
Lord Jesus, our hearts look to you.
这么大的一个祝福，主啊，你在早前你就已经对我们说了。
Such a great blessings that comes with this command you've already given to us.
这对我们实在不是一个简单的命令。
It is not a simple command.
因为在你的里面实在主有赐福的意念。
But Lord, we know in you there is thoughts of blessings.
你让我们在孝敬父母上，主啊，能够体会你的心意。
And then in the areas of honoring our parents, that we may come to understand your heart.
是的，我们若不会我们若不知道顺服看得见的父母，我们又如何能够来顺服你
？And yes, Lord, we do not learn the lesson of obedience to the parents whom we can see. How do we learn obedience to the God whom we cannot see?
愿意你自己的话成为我们的光，成了。我们的灯。
We pray that your own words would be the light and the lamp unto us.
让我们在家庭里面，主啊，成了你在这个世代的见证。
That in our families would be a testimony for you in this generation.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.